guess it was just bad conditions at the time when I was on. Propagation was slightly a little off. You know, you sound great now. It was just that one transmission. Back to you.
Okay, well, who knows? At least we are far away from those terrible times when the repeater seems to have a anti-AC2GS filter, and I would keep dropping out of the repeater as people would come on and talk about water in my coax, all kinds of curious but incorrect things. So whatever caused that problem is long since gone. Hope it doesn't return.
Yeah, I know. No, they've done so much antennas, changing this, changing that. I don't know. Dreamy, the monthly newsletter, talking about, I think, seven or eight different locations. Same amount of repeaters and all kinds of computers hooked up, and they really got a very good system for LIMOC. Trying to tie everything together, link them together. You know, I mean, it's an amazing system that has evolved over the years. Anyway, I'm looking at the time, Roy. I'm going to turn it back to you. We'll be back next week. And like I said, the club night is always on tomorrow night at 8:30. We'll do that. Followed by Slop and Chop. And Newsline, I always like. There's always a space story on this one. Not always, but 90% of the time. Back to you, Roy. AC2GSWS.
ACGS, well, thank you, Paul. Thank you for the SpaceNet report. Thank you for all that you do for the TechNet. Thank you for all that you do for the club. We all appreciate it. And I want to thank everyone who participated tonight. I hope you had a degree of fun. I hope some people learned some new things, just shared what they do to us all. And I appreciate it. I enjoyed it, and I hope everyone else did. And I hope you come back next Sunday night when we'll try and do it all over again at 8 p.m. I want to remind you of a couple of links that I mentioned earlier. If you want to reach me by email, the email address is mailbag@ac2gs. If you want to reach Paul, that's spacenetreport@gmail.com. If you want to read some interesting articles I've collected over the last week and collections of past weeks, my link page is roy.ac2gs.com. If you want to listen to an audio stream of the repeater at Glen Oaks, just type into your browser technet.ac2gs.com. And, of course, want to remind people Mike, KC2NJI, has a great archive site called amateurradio.tv. There's archives of the technical net going as far back as December 2006. So I hope everyone has a great Labor Day weekend. It isn't over yet. A lot of you guys, gals, are off tomorrow, so have fun. Enjoy yourself. Stay safe. As Dick always ended to his TechNet, to be kind to each other, and my favorite quote of the last few months is from Epictetus: it's impossible for a man to learn what he thinks he already knows. Keep it to heart. Have a great week, be well, have fun, and we'll talk again next Sunday night. This is AC2GS, formally closing this Labor Day edition of the LIMOC Technical Net, and I am clear.
3, and good night from the W2VL repeater. That tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater.
Flymark Infonet, tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater. Flymark Infonet, tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater. Flymark Infonet, tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater. Flymark Infonet, tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater.
This is the W2VL repeater. Good morning, the time is 5 o'clock a.m.
Flymark Infonet, tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater. Flymark Infonet, tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater.
Flymark Infonet, tonight at 8:30, this is the W2VL repeater. Thank you.
are you on time to be reaching the CBM?
A minute early. So what's cooking at Jamaica?
It works. It's set up on this repeater. It's transmitting, receiving, power's good, puts out 50 watts high power. I did not try it on UHF. I would expect it to work. It's working on VHF fine, no problem. All back together, everything is good.
Yeah, were you able to switch it over to that other frequency?
I didn't do it yet. I thought maybe if you wanted to stop by, you could do it and you could take it.
Well, I will stop by. Let me give Lou a call, because this is going to take me 2 hours out of the way. But I'm not going to be able to hang out.
And why 2H?
Unless you wanted me to grab it later in the week, and you could throw it in, Lou.
I just turned it on. What's going on?
Andy's going to take and change the frequency to what we need it for, and I'll have to go over to his house and pick it up.
Alright, what's the plan for this morning? Pat and I are going out there. What's the plan?
Okay, I mean, I can pick it up later in the week from him. And I may have solved the problem with this, but I won't know until I get out there.
Alright, so pick it up later in the week.
Okay, Andy, why don't you, when you get a chance, flip it over, and maybe I'll stop by later today.
Okay, give me a call on the phone. Hi, good morning, Lou.
Oh, okay. Give me a minute. I'm just heading out to grab a cup of coffee. WB2DSA.
I'm back, WATCDO. Yeah, Louie's still there?
Yeah, NY2H mobile.
Okay, very good. Just got off the phone with Steve. I wanted to just get some information, just to check it out further, and it looks like it's okay. It's fine. I put everything's back together. All the screws are back in. It's working fine. At least with the frequency that I tried it on, it's good. So, the only thing with me is I'm still experiencing all these strange symptoms, which I gotta clear up.
So, that unit works on 5 watts. Does it have a high power position?
No, I told Steve there's 3 separate power settings, and they're all exactly right. 1 watt is low power, 10 watts is medium power, 50 watts is high power.
And it works at 50 watts?
Yes, it does.
Well, maybe. The reason you can't find the part is because you put the part in and you forgot. Symptom of long COVID.
I might have done it in my dreams, but I don't think I had that kind of nightmare. Yeah, I wish. I am perplexed. I really have no idea. I have the book with the part stashed inside the folders of the book, laying on top of the unit before I even brought it downstairs to the basement. Then, all of a sudden, the book disappeared. And I figured, oh, okay, I piled it in with a number of papers because I was moving stuff around. I eventually moved the repeater down to the basement without the book. So then I went through all the boxes with all the papers that I had laying around because I'm busy organizing and sorting things out, and I did not see the book. And I went to it a second time, and a third time, and a fourth time. I had like four or five boxes just full of papers. And then a fifth time, and a sixth time, and I still couldn't find the book. And I said, where did it go? I didn't throw it out. No way. Especially with a part that was ordered. Anyway, I'm still looking.
NY2H Mobile. Well, maybe, you know, some people walk in their sleep. Maybe you repair in your sleep. I don't know. Hopefully you didn't throw it out, but... All right. Well, it's working. That's good. That is good. And, okay. Very muggy, I think. It's 77 only right now, but kind of muggy.
It's at 91% humidity on my thing at home.
The humidity.
Yeah, it's pretty cheesy, I think.
Alright, I'm on my way over there.
Oh, here, let me try something. No, not try something. Let me tell you what I'm doing.
You're coming in on, Selden.
Yeah, how do I sound? My tower is cranked up. I'm putting out 10% of the power. So I should be putting out like 10 watts. The beam is... I'm on the beam, facing Selden. I should be coming in good. Now I can switch to the vertical. Because I have all my coax switches. I got three separate coax switches. And I had to label each one because I forget which one does what. Which rearranges antennas. I can go horizontal, I can go vertical, and I can go to the beams. So I'm on a beam now. Here's the beam, 10 watts. Okay, instant changeover. Here's the vertical. That's a Diamond X9. I finally got the 1.2 gig. I have a triplex behind this radio. So now I'm on one, I can go at 1.2. And the repeater is fine, the repeater works good. There's nobody on. So that's the vertical, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's the beam, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Notice the difference?
Yes. I noticed the difference. I'm sure Steve does also.
Yes.
Yeah, actually, I was at, I have the tower, I finally cracked the tower up to a full, to the full height. I was actually able to hear Roy from where he is in Brooklyn with the beam. He wasn't strong, but I was able to make him out, you know, above the noise level. I can't hear him on the vertical. Because Roy's down in a hole where he is. With the beam, I can pull him out. So, with the band is open, I can get it. There's a repeater in the western part of New Jersey, almost out in Pennsylvania, on this frequency, 147.375. It comes in. It's a different PL. I can key that one up fine, no problem. In fact, my beam is facing west, so I'm hearing Selden off the back of the beam, and I can hear it competing with Selden. But it's way out there. It's, you know, way out west. As I said, the western part of New Jersey. I looked it up. So, that's interesting. So I can switch to the beam and work that repeater, but it's a different, with a different PL.
Remember, go west, young man. Go west.
Two beams. Side to side or top and bottom? Side to side, I think, right?
Yes, side to side.
BP2CMS.
Oh, it is, Pat. Yeah, by the way, my clock says I'll be there at 8:53.
I'm okay. Just getting on my way. Are we still on?
Yes.
Well,
so.
I'm going there and Lou's going there, so, yeah, I guess yes.
Hey, so I'll be there in a little while. WB2CMF, I think Steve is in there, and I think I heard Andy. Good morning to both of you.
Hey, good morning, Pat. Yeah, it's me.
Anyway.
Yeah. Hey, here's a question for you guys. Anybody know anything about microcontrollers, especially the PIC, the microchip PIC microcontrollers? Any information?
Before you even get to that, when you said yeah, did Steve say anything? You know, I think the link still is dropping out, much less interval, but I'm not sure.
I don't think so. Anyway, I'm in a dicey area, so hang on a minute.
So, no, I don't, I've never worked with one. Take control of that, have you?
Actually, I have worked with the PIC controllers, but it's been 10 years, I would say, since the last time I've done that. I've worked with the 12C504, I think, and the 16-something. But like I said, it's been a good 10 years.
Okay. Stand by. Alright, I went back west because I'm listening to hear if any dropouts occur so I can hear myself. Know if I drop out, because now you should hear me now. So the bunny box, which you're familiar with, you've seen it, uses a microcontroller, and stopped working. The bunny box itself stopped working. I touch tone it on, it doesn't go on anymore. It just stopped. And it stopped abruptly. So I'm in the process of troubleshooting. And now, if you were listening last night, I was talking about it on the TechNet. So the first thing, I was looking at the touch tone decoder chip itself. That uses a binary code, and the PIC is programmed to recognize the digit that it's programmed for. And so far, the logic levels are changing from the touch-tone decoder to the chip, to the micro, the PIC controller itself. I hope the PIC controller did not get corrupted because I don't have the source code. I did not write the program. So, it'll be an interesting learning experience to learn how to program the PIC. I believe I can get another one. If it doesn't work, I have the work platform, workstation board, to program it, or I should say a programmer for the PIC. So I can take a brand new one right out of the box and start from scratch and reprogram it. In all the years that I've been using this box, this goes back to at least early 90s, late 80s, never had a problem. Worked fine. And it's not the radio, by the way. The transmitter does not key up. And that's the symptom. So I can't get it to act. I can turn the radio on. I can turn the unit on, but it won't activate with touch tones. So I gotta see. I hope the chip, again, because I don't have the source code. So it's going to be an interesting experience to figure this out. Whoever wants it. Lou, I'll give it back to you first.
Okay, I am going to step out of the car and grab some coffee. I will be right back at Y2H.
Okay, go ahead, Pat.
Hey, yeah, the only thing I remember about the PIC was that, it was a 12-bit processor on the 12C503, and you couldn't jump outside of a 1K page. so you had the paging to worry about. You could roll over into another page, but you had to do something different if you had to jump into a different page. The 16550, I think it, I forget what it was, but like I said, I worked on both of those big processors. They were interesting processors. You know, I worked with them for quite a while, all in assembly language too, so that made it a little bit more fun. And I probably still have them. I've got a couple of pig chips downstairs with the prom programmer somewhere, so I do have all that. Do you remember what processor it was?
Yeah, I wanted to get away from using the word processor because it could be confusing between a microprocessor and a microcontroller. And I got to look it up. I just got to see it, see the number. But I know that it's a, it's not a, they made different ones. PIC had a whole line of microcontrollers. And I don't remember how much memory it comes on, or I should say, how much memory it comes with, and what other peripherals it's got built in. But I do know that it uses flash memory. It's not a one-time programmable, because they did make those as well. So, of course, the advantage of flash is as I write a program, I can erase it, rewrite it. And, you know, line by line, I can test it, check it out. I have two books in regard to the PIC devices that they have. One is called Easy Pickens, P-I-C apostrophe N, Easy Pickens, and then Pickin' Up the Pace, which is the second value book. And I can't find the first book. I have both of them, but I don't know where I put the first one. Supposed to be in my bookcase in my library, but it's not there. I think I loaned it to someone a long time ago and never got it back. So I just ordered one on eBay for $5 for that book. So anyway, bottom line, if it turns out to be the PIC, I'm going to have to start from... If I can't get the source code, let me just let it drop. Stand by.
It's probably with all the socks that you lost in the dryer, right?
I wish. Yeah. The source code may be difficult because, unfortunately, the guy who built this passed away unexpectedly at a very young age. I remember that when that happened. I went to the funeral. So he wrote the program, and I haven't spoken to his wife in 25, 30 years. So, anyway, bottom line, I'll have to see if I can write a new program or see what happened to this one and what happened. It's a challenge. Go ahead, Steve. I'll give it back to you.
Well, why don't you try Googling to see if somebody else has the source code? It's entirely possible it may be out there somewhere.
You mean you think he copied it from somebody else? I doubt it. This is a completely homebrew project. It uses, besides the PIC, name of the company, SSI, makes the touchtone decoder, and then it uses a voice synthesizer chip, which is, of course, as a 30-second time to a voice, which is programmed in my voice. You've heard the box before, and I've turned it on. So, and it's an additional circuit. It's not part of the PIC. The voice synthesizer is a separate chip. So, nicely built. Nicely put together. But this is where I stand. All right. Yeah, it's in my socks. Pat, over to you. Leave it for us to loop.
Yeah, I'm back. runway 2H.
KWB2 CMF mobile. Okay, Andy, do you know who else is good on, I think is familiar with the PicTips, Ed, EAV? Because I know we were talking about that last year. He was looking for a compiler or assembler, and I have all that stuff on one of my older laptops. I have a PIC simulator as well, which I've used quite a bit. But Ed is the most recent guy that I know that's done work with the PIC.
Yeah, Ed and I spoke last night about it on the tech bit. Yes. Yeah, he's going to give me some information. It'll be a nice learning experience for me. And I just have to get a programmer. It's too bad I can't take this microcontroller chip and clone it. But the problem is, if the program is corrupted, see, I have to get into it to see how it's programmed. And I'm not sure if that could be done. But if there is a corruption or something happened to it, if I clone it, it's going to be the same thing, I would think. It'll be the same situation, I believe. Maybe not. Yeah, I'll give it to Lou.
NY 2H Mobile, all right, I'm just pulling up to the car wash. Gate is closed, all right. All right, I'm going to open this puppy up. And, Pat, where are you?
I ran into a bit of construction, believe it or not. I'm on 25, I'm only up to 83.
Before you open it up, what's the number on the street there?
Six oh seven.
Thank you. You guys continue, I'll be right back.
I'm stepping out of the car.
Okay, I'm gonna sign. You guys enjoy and catch you later. When we program this repeater, get that out of the way. Check it out. Steve, I'll speak to you later. I'll call you as soon as I get it reprogrammed, let you know it's working. I would expect it to do that. WAT Studio.
Andy, one last comment I'll make is I would take a chance and try to read that chip anyway. You know, I've had it where, you know, crystal goes bad. I don't know if it's running on crystal or if you have an RLC, on it, you know, giving it the frequency it requires. And I've had them go bad like that, but the chip was still good. I've also had IO pins go bad, so I would still, you know, take a chance and read it. You have nothing to lose. WB2CMF, 73 Dandy.
Okay, yeah, uses a standard 4 meg, I believe it's a 4 meg crystal control. Not an RC. Not a resonator circuit in this case, that's what it uses. Yeah, it's the standard 16 or 18 pin, should say 18 pin chip. I gotta get the download the data sheet on it so I know what pins do what, and then look at that separately. But I gotta insert it into a PIC reader so I can read how it's set up. I'll be able to get an idea. But so far, the logic from the Touchstone decoder is working fine. It's binary coded, and there's four separate control lines from the Touchstone decoder. It's not serial data going in. So there's four different logic levels that changes. Each one corresponds to a certain digit. And I would assume that the PIC is programmed to obviously receive that particular digit that, you know, as the touch tones are created. It's a four-digit code. It's a four digits to turn it on. and so on. And that's all written in the program. All right, see you later. I'll let you know. It's going to be interesting. W8 to CDL. Have a good time.
Okay, Andy, 7-3. Keep me informed. It's an interesting project. 7-3 for now.
Anyway, hi, Pat.
Oh, good morning, Steve. Are you on your way out here, too? Right now, you're fine. You're full quieting. You're really good.
I'm at the second gate, and there's a turkey standing guard.
A little too early for that.
I'm moving up, and he's hopefully moving away. He's a big boy.
That's the car wash where they're doing work. Looked like they were repaving it.
Yes, roger, roger.
Well, I'll be there in about 5 minutes. NY2HWB2CMF, I am arriving.
The turkey is heading your way.
And I see the turkey and he's blocking the road. I gotta wait till he gobbles out of the way.
I warned you.
Big sucker.
The turkey yet?
No, I'm not due there until 8:53.
Yeah, I understand. They left me a note here. They said that turkey is really an undercover security guard.
Dinner.
Yeah, you're bringing home dinner tonight, huh? fresh meat.
WB2C, I see.
Yeah, okay, I ought to be there in about another 2 minutes, I think, when I'm turning in.
Well, the rocket's holding the door open, so you got free clearance. You're clear to land.
Okay, I got a bunch of stuff to bring in, so, you know, I'll see you when I get there. Oh, wait a second. I see the sign. That's left turn twice.
All right, we'll go out and meet you, help you carry stuff in.
It'll be easier.
NY2H, working from inside the shack with this little HD, beautiful thing.
Ain't we got fun?
Oop, I'm just passing your security guard.
All right, we've briefed him already. He's not going to give you any trouble.
Look, he did get squished. Bye.
Bye and hi. We're going from virtual to real. All right. See you later. NY2H.
Fly Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL.
W2VL repeater. W2L repeater.
Fly Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
W2VL repeater.
Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL repeater.
Oh.